How can I fit everything in one day? I don't know about you, but that is what I always say. It's my motto. Hey, special ed teacher. In today's episode, I'll be sharing 6 tips on how you can feel productive in your SPED classroom, even when you feel like there's never enough time. But before we get into it, if you haven't yet, be sure to go ahead and grab my free IEP meeting checklist before the meeting. This quick and easy checklist will help get you prepped and ready to go before your next meeting. I will go ahead and share the link in the show notes. All right, let's get into the episode. Hey, special ed teachers. Welcome to Stepping Into Special Education. Are you confused with writing IEPs? Need a system to track data? Are you up late Googling strategies for behavior management? Do you wake up with huge goals only to feel that you're not doing enough? Hey, I'm Michelle. I too teach special ed in a low socioeconomic community. I too wanted more connection with my special needs families. I wanted help with IEP meetings and needed more training with behaviors. And I kept asking myself, am I even doing a good job? Until I finally found the right strategies and support. In this podcast, you will find guidance with IEPs, behavior strategies, and SPED support so that you will know you've made an impact. So grab your iced coffee, clipboard, and your favorite pen. It is time to get things started. If you feel like you can't fit everything in one day, here are 6 tips that I'll be sharing today. Number 1, behavior management first. Number 2, core subjects in the morning. 3, stick to your schedule. 4, have a weekly day to assess or write IEPs. 5, weekly review. And last but not least, number 6, a daily to-do list. As special ed teachers, man, our day just flies by. Am I right? From morning routines to small group lessons, and then having to manage behaviors in the classroom, we are busy. And on most days, at the end of that day, I'm thinking, what did I even get done? I look at my to-do list and nothing was crossed off. Nothing. Then I beat myself up feeling defeated, completely disregarding all I had done with my students that day. But it wasn't on my list. As my years of teaching special education, I have gained the experience to help change my mindset with some tweaks that I need to work on in both the classroom and with myself that would better set up my week and my working days. Hey, I'm not perfect, but when I am more disciplined with myself and consistent, this is when I feel more accomplished by the end of that day. All right, so here we go. Can't fit everything in one day? 6 tips on how to feel productive in your SPED classroom. For tip number 1, behavior management first. Behavior first before academics. When teaching the special day classroom, it would take me 2 solid months to get my classroom management in order. No learning can be done unless behavior is attained. Creating a whole classroom management system before taking on a class or even starting in the middle of the year, it is all good. But that class system needs to be established first and be consistent. Let me say that again. Your class system needs to be consistent. So what I mean by this is your aides and paras all need to know the system and help you implement it, as well as yourself. Mean what you say and stick to it. Consequences, whether positive or negative, need to always be followed through. This is your classroom, and structure needs to be established before the learning can begin. My lessons would consist of classroom and school procedures on repeat. My students would learn the routines and class expectations very well. So for tip number 1 is behavior management first. Can't fit everything in one day. 6 tips on how to feel productive in your SPED classroom. For tip number 2 is core subjects in the morning. If you are a special day class teacher who has your students for most of the day, like in elementary, it is typically best to have your core subjects first thing during your daily schedule. That means language arts and math would be done first in the morning versus other subjects. After breakfast and right after first recess are the best times for students to be awake and attentive to tasks. So the most essential subjects need to be taught during that time. Not that the other subjects are not. However, our students are typically struggling with the core areas. So teaching these subjects while they are alert will be the best time for them to learn. Fun subjects can be done in the afternoon, like science, health, or PE are great later in the day. And if you don't get to it, it's okay. Since those core subjects were done earlier, you can move those lessons to another day. So for tip number two is core subjects in the morning. Can't fit everything in one day? 6 tips on how to feel productive in your sped classroom. For tip number three, stick to your schedule. I know it's so easy to stretch your reading block a little longer since you didn't get to a certain concept. Or you couldn't get to that math lesson because you were helping with a behavior situation. Then before you know it, it's time to transition to the next subject. But it's just 5 more minutes. Stick to your schedule and keep that structure in your classroom intact, because everything else in your daily schedule will end up getting pushed back, then the more you won't be able to get what you need done. It's okay if you don't get through your entire lesson. Move it to the next day and start where you left off. So for tip number three is stick to your schedule. Can't fit everything in one day? 6 tips on how to feel productive in your sped classroom. For tip number four is schedule a weekly day to assess or prep IEPs. This has been the best thing that I have ever done. As a resource teacher, I schedule my Wednesdays to be days to test students or work on IEPs. My aide is scheduled to see students that day. But this year, I had to change it up and I scheduled a daily time when to do this. In the SDC classroom, I know this is more difficult since you have your entire class with you all day. But go ahead and brainstorm with your team a time when your aide and paras can lead a lesson. Go ahead and create stations and give your paras a lesson that they can do, or maybe some technology time that your aide can monitor them. So for tip number four is to have a weekly day to assess or prep IEPs. Can't fit everything in one day? 6 tips on how to feel productive in your sped classroom. For tip number five is a weekly review. A weekly review is a time on the weekend, mostly on a Sunday for me, when I will look ahead for that upcoming week. This way I can prep myself for what's to come. I have a Plum paper planner with a monthly and weekly spread. I know they have similar ones in this format like Erin Condren's Life Planner. But what's great with a Plum paper planner is that it is customizable, where you can change the dates to be on an academic calendar, which is something I love. I'll go ahead and put a link in the show notes. I will look at my monthly spread for that upcoming week to see what's coming up. For instance, any IEPs that week or any personal appointments I may have. Then I go ahead and transfer that information to the top of my weekly calendar. There's a section in my weekly spread where I list all the to-dos that need to be done for that week only. Doing this before the new week makes me feel prepared, knowing what is happening and what priorities must be done before any important IEPs or appointments. So for tip number five is a weekly review. Can't fit everything in one day? 6 tips on how to feel productive in your sped classroom. for tip number 6 is a daily to-do list. Going along with my weekly review, I create a daily to-do list with my top priorities that need to be done that day. I want to emphasize only for that day. I try to keep it at least 3 to 5 priorities, but 3 would probably be better. I put it on a bright sticky note, and it's great for me to refer to when I have that downtime and to keep me on track with what needs to be done. This can be making sure I call the parent of an IEP I have coming up to make sure I confirm that they will be attending, or making sure I send out invites to my parents for their child's upcoming IEPs. I have written my daily to-do list the night before, or I have created it first thing in the morning. But before, it definitely helps with easing my mind so you can have a plan as soon as you start working. So the last tip is a daily to-do list. I hope you can take at least one of these tips as your own. But here's a reality check. It is physically and mentally impossible to get everything done in one day. Impossible. What is important is, were all my students safe that day? Did the students enjoy a lesson and have fun? All right, so to recap, can't fit everything in one day, 6 tips on how to feel productive in your sped classroom. For tip number 1, behavior management first. Number 2, core subjects in the morning. Number 3, stick to your schedule. Number 4, have a weekly date to assess or write IEPs. Number 5, a weekly review. And last but not least, number 6, a daily to-do list. What is one productive tip that has helped you in the special ed classroom? Please share it in our free private Facebook group at www.facebook.com/groups/stepping-into-special-ed. And remember, if you haven't yet, be sure to go ahead and grab my free IEP meeting checklist before the meeting. This quick and easy checklist will help get you prepped and ready to go before your next meeting. I'll go ahead and share the link in the show notes. All right, my friends, I'll catch you on another episode of Stepping Into Special Education. Take care and have a great week.
Hey, before you leave, if you felt this show taught you something and got you one step closer to where you want to be, please leave me a quick review and follow this podcast. It is the best thing you can do to keep the show going. Also, be sure to join my free Facebook group. You'll be able to connect with me and get support from fellow educators just like you. Remember that you do make a difference and that there's always that one student that can't wait to see you every single day. Till next time, my friend, take care.